Landon, we're a little bit more than a week into training camp. It's your first NFL training camp. How's everything gone for you so far?
It's been going good. Getting adjusted to the scheme of the defense, getting to know all the vets and see how everything goes. I mean, it's been fun. It's been fun and very hectic because, I mean, just coming in and trying to learn the defense and get ahead of the game is it's a lot on your shoulders.
And you've been working on mental stuff since the spring, OTAs and minicamp, but the pads came on this week. What was that like for you, and how much did the intensity kind of rack up a little bit?
Definitely, the intensity picked up just because you have to just run around. You got heavier pads, you got pads on, so it makes everything heavier now. So getting sideline is even harder now. So, but once you get that pad, once you get past that and get your body in shape of wearing the pads, it's get pretty easy from there.
If there's one thing that you're focusing right now where you're trying to get better and improve your game, where is it?
Always just get depth in my back pedal, because back in Alabama, I didn't have to get as much depth. I was already deep already. Then I didn't have to – my range and my speed kind of made up for my back pedal.
All right, now I want to talk about Dave Merritt. We spoke to him earlier in the week, and he told you guys at the start of camp, we have no starters.
Right.
You're all young. How did the room take that message, and how did you take that message he sent to you guys when this all started a little bit more than a week ago?
We all overall took it as we all have the opportunity to be on the field, and the position is open, and there's a lot of competition, and we got to fight each and every day for the job.
And more so than other positions right now, Landon, they're rotating you guys. I've seen you with the twos. I've seen you with the ones. You have a different guy, I think, with you with the ones. And three out of the 4 days I've seen you out there. What's the challenge in finding the chemistry with the guy next to you and the rest of the defense when there's so much movement back there?
Just always being on the same page. If y'all on the same page and knowing what our movements are, what we like to do and how we like to disguise different things, if once you get on the same page with that, the chemistry is key.
Now, Steve Spagnuolo has said the safety position is perhaps the most important position on the defense. Why do you think that is?
Because we control the whole secondary. I mean, that's where your bomb plays happen. That's when people go over the top. You got open receivers all over across the field. And it's up to the safety to make sure everybody's in the right position and know what their job is and what they're supposed to be doing, where they're supposed to be lined up at, and where they're supposed to be at the end of the play.
Obviously, you're a playmaker. You want to make plays.
Yeah.
But how important is the stuff that you do before the ball's even snapped to show the coaching staff that you're ready to be out there and be a starter this year?
It's tremendously important because, I mean, one key thing could tell you what a play is. One key thing could tell you if it's a run or pass. And every adjustment is just a key part of the defense as a whole and then being in the right spot.
Do you still enjoy the run support a little bit more, or are you getting a little more comfortable out there doing the coverage part of the position?
I'm getting very comfortable with the coverage position because, I mean, I love being in the box, but coming from the top and coming down, it was much easier than trying to take on linemen and stuff like that.
Final question. A week from today, you're going to Cincinnati for your first ever NFL preseason game, and you'll be practicing against the Bengals next week. How excited are you for you to get going and go up against another team that's not wearing that blue helmet?
Oh, very exciting because, I mean, you don't know what to expect. I know they're going to come with the A game, especially every day at practice. And then when we get to the game, I mean, it's going to be unbelievable because it's going to be your first. It's really my first NFL game, but it's called a preseason game, but first NFL game, and just ready to step out on the field.
Landon, great stuff. We look forward to seeing you.
Appreciate it.
And Giant fans are looking forward to seeing the Giants' second-round pick on the field as well next week against a team that's not the New York Giants.